Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along. By the way, if you missed any part of today's program, want to go back and hear it again, catch a fact that you may miss during the conversation, just drop by our website. It's always available for you there as a podcast. Every show we do is archived, so you can go back for several months, actually a couple of years, I think. So anyway, our guest today, Tammy Silverman from the Indiana Youth Institute, a regular guest on the show. Tammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
We are in the heart of political season, which means if you don't agree with me, I hate you. If you do agree with me, you're the best thing since sliced bread. And, you know, that's how politics works nowadays. It's a tricky time. And it's not just during the political season, really. Anytime, politics seems to be so much more a part of life nowadays. But for parents and other adults trying to answer kids' questions or describe to them what politics is all about, it can be a little difficult to communicate the right message and make sure that they actually get the right understanding.
Absolutely. It's one of those issues, you know, that sometimes folks taught us not to talk about. But at the same time, we know there was actually a new study out this spring that kids and teens actually are worrying about politics and political issues, and that's regardless of their family's political affiliation. So kids are worrying about it. So we know when there are issues out there that kids are aware of and worrying about, we should be talking to them about it.
And when you talk about that, really, I think I want everybody to think about this. Should they be worrying about politics at a juvenile level? I mean, you know, maybe we can learn something just from that alone right there, that they're actually worrying about it. Because, I don't know, when you're a kid, should you?
Right. Oh, well, that's a huge question and a fantastic question, you know, which may extend beyond the time we have available to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Like, you know, I think that's a great question. Why are our kids worrying about this when there's so much else going on in the world, right? Like, you know, shouldn't they just be worried about, are they going to get their homework in on time and can they get to go hang out with their friends on the weekend or not? But we do know that right now the reality is they're worrying about it.
And, you know, politics, quite honestly, the way it is nowadays, and when I say back when I was a kid, yeah, okay, life was a lot better no matter who you are when it was 30 years before, because we all see things, our history is all seen through rose-colored glasses. But, you know, when we think about it, politics has gotten a lot more venomous nowadays, and it's got an attitude, and usually it's not a very positive one. And so that's something we need to be cognizant of as we describe to kids what's really going on in the world.
Right. Absolutely. And kids are very sensitive to that. You know, one of the things, again, the same study was talking about is that kids, you know, we've talked to a lot of kids about bullying and how to recognize it. And in some of the negative ads, that's how they name it. They see that as bullying, which they say is a bad thing. And we shouldn't be doing that to one another. And so I think, you know, we need to look at it through our kids' eyes in talking to them. And it's not landing well with them, many of the negative commercials. I'm not sure it's landing well with a lot of adults either. But we have the chance to inform kids and help them think of it, hopefully in a positive way, so that going forward, you know, we want them to grow up and be paying attention to what's happening, not only at the national level, but at the local and state level. And we want them to go vote and be engaged and maybe show up and serve on a community board or whatever those things might be.
Teaching kids about politics, though, is actually much more than just that. It's not just about running for office and getting elected or going and casting a ballot for somebody, because so much of your family and life's values go into making that selection and deciding who and what it is you will support. So this isn't just a very easy an easy issue to address, because there's a lot that goes into it in the background.
You bet. You bet, Frank, and you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things that we know is helpful to kids is talking to them about what is important to you in public servants. For the people that we're electing to office for your family, what are the most important attributes? What values do they need to have? What experience do they need to have? How do they show up? How is that important? And know that and have those discussions. What are the big issues for you and your family? And then talk to your kids about that and then evaluate the candidates against what you've already talked about and determined is important for you.
And, you know, one of the things, too, about that, and I guess really politics, you could just look at this as life's lessons as in total, because picking a candidate isn't just about listening to what they say or reading their platform, because you also have to be pretty astute in being able to just read people. I'm not saying that all politicians are liars, and I'm not saying they're all saints, but you have to determine whether or not they are matching up to your values, and then if you believe them.
Right, absolutely. Well, and that goes for all the political ads and social media and all of those kinds of things. And teaching our kids and reminding them not to believe everything they see or hear, and how will they assess that and how do they judge that is a great skill. Unfortunately, it's really necessary. You kind of wish you could take everyone at their word, right? But I think we all know that we're going to have to dig a little deeper right now.
And the game of politics is all about persuasion, which is not all that different from, again, life in general, because if somebody wants to sell you a refrigerator, they're trying to persuade you that their product is best. Same way about politics. If I'm a candidate running for office, I'm trying to convince you that I'm the best person to take care of you and do what you want done. So it's all a matter, again, of trying to read people and make sense out of their claims.
Yes, and know what you want, right? Back to your, I like the refrigerator analogy. If you go in knowing that you really, really want an ice maker, or you don't care if it has an ice maker, you know that going in. Don't just go in and you know, kind of just be led by the information. Do a little homework on the front end. Really make sure you know what your budget is. You know what's important to you, and then go in and assess everything else. It's the same with elected officials, with, you know, with politics. Know what's important. Do your homework. That's a big one, right? Like, don't just wait for the ads to inform you, because we know those are going to have a lot of added stuff in there. But before you make up your mind, do some homework.
And the thing of it is, though, too, especially when it comes to politics, you want to make sure you don't get sucked into the overall attitude. You need to kind of, I guess, maintain a professional distance, because once you get insulated, you get in that bubble. All of a sudden, the rest of the world is evil and you're perfect, but that's not necessarily how it always is.
That's true. Well, and you know, I'm a Hoosier through and through, and I think there's a lot of fantastic things about our state. One of them is that in many parts of our state, even at the state level, we have had leaders from both different parties that have been very effective. And we've also had leaders that perhaps haven't been and that haven't met expectations. So as Hoosiers, We can see that. We have role models. I often think of Hamilton and Luger, right? Like, there are two that are out there that really a lot of folks think of. And we know that that can be a reality for our state. So talking to your kids about, it's not all good or bad, right, by party affiliation, you also have to take a look at the individual people.
And I think you need to be able to teach your kids, too, the fact that just because your favorite politician, office holder, is great, why do other people think that person is not so great? And why do you think that the guy across the street, his favorite person, is not so good? It's all a matter of trying to decide who's best for you or who's worse for you. I mean, it's all up to individual interpretation.
You bet. And how it aligns with your values, right? And that can be very different. Obviously, by my chosen profession, the fact that I'm talking to you now, I really pay attention to what impacts kids and families, right? That's really important to me. And I've carried that home to my family. It's somebody else, you know, something else. If you're running although I would say I run a business, but that's a whole nother thing too. But, you know, yeah. You might have something else that's really important that's equally as valid for your family. And it's okay for you to have that guide what's important to you and guide how you show up in our democracy. That being said, it's also important that kids, they are going to encounter people, as we all do, family, friends, teachers, coaches, all of those folks that have differing political beliefs. And we want to make sure they're prepared for that and know how to handle that, so they, you know, don't react in a way that they might later regret.
You know, you and I have talked about this at different times over the years, and that is the fact that kids pick up so much, not by what you tell them, but by what you do. So if you're particularly venomous in your political commentary or attitudes, don't be surprised if they become that way, too. And if you don't want that to happen, you have to be cognizant as to what kind of presence you're putting forth for your kids to see.
You bet. Or how even when you're 100% right, and we think sometimes that kids aren't listening when you're in another room, or maybe you're making dinner and they're, you know, they're hanging out in the living room, but it's not that far. And they are sponges. They soak up more than what you think. So really make sure, as you said, that your actions and your words and what you're putting on social media really model what you hope your kids will take away from you.
We've talked about this, I know, not just you and I, but also it's been talked about nationally, just around the state, and that is the difference between what you present at home and your political beliefs as to what your kids may or may not pick up. And I'm assuming they're still out there. It's the civics and government classes, mainly in the junior high and high schools. You got to teach kids how to basically interpret what they're getting at school as opposed to what they're getting at home, too.
Absolutely. And as they get older, they are going to form their own political ideas and opinions, and they may differ. And that's really hard. And in fact, part of youth development is to break away from their family, right? And to rebel and to push boundaries. And we see that also with politics. So give them a little space. Oftentimes they kind of spread apart, and then over time they come back. And so be patient and know that everybody needs that space to develop their own set of issues that are really important to them politically, and ideas and opinions and beliefs. And that can be really tough if it's a kid in your life that you care about.
And I'm guessing, too, that and I'll let you kind of either set me straight or agree with me on this, but you will probably look, your kids are going to have different attitudes than you. And yes, they're wrong, but we know that. But that's because they don't have the life experience that you do. And that's important to remember.
Right, right. And they're going to gain that over time. And you can't get it for them, and you can't give it to them. So you just have to let them gather that experience on their own, which again, it doesn't mean that you need to change. It doesn't mean that you need to explain your political views, to the end. You just hold tight to what you believe in and have that discussion, and then support them in their, research and development. And that can be a really tough order, right?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Order. It's a challenge. And yet, one of the greatest ways is to help them see, if you volunteer somewhere, if you, like you said, it's not just showing up and voting, but it is that as well as everything else. But if they see you reading a newspaper, a real newspaper, right? If they see you, going and maybe meeting the candidates, or going to a forum, or showing up at a city council meeting or a school board meeting, that goes a long way with kids. They see you engaging in our political process, and that will help inform what they do when they're adults.
Well, and it's not a bad thing for the parent, too, because when it comes time for you to explain to your kid why you believe what you believe and why you think a candidate or a platform or a party is in line with what you think is correct, sometimes it causes you to reexamine your own beliefs and make sure that when you're ready to explain it to your kid, you've actually got a legitimate argument.
You've thought it through, right? Yes, you've thought it through. Absolutely. And again, that's all deductive reasoning, right? And they'll develop that over time, but you can help them. You can help them come up with all that rationale and understand it's important to have an opinion based on your core beliefs.
And I'm guessing, too, that it's probably good just to teach kids, like you said, that that reasoned thinking is something that should be cherished and not just blown off. It's best to actually go through and consider all your options before you pull the trigger and make a decision. I mean, you want kids to learn how to say, okay, I need to really examine this.
Right. And there's so much great information. You're 100% right. There's so much great in your explanation of examine it, it is not a thrilling read most often, but city council minutes are out there. You can read them, right? So are legislative affairs. You can take a look at those. I'm not saying everyone is going to geek out and do that all the time, but, it's available. And if you're unsure, there's some information out there. But to make sure that you're examining, do you fully understand your own beliefs system and how these candidates align, and maybe it changes over time quite a lot, and so we need to participate in order to teach our kids the value of participating in our system.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Apathy is probably the biggest evil we face in society.
You bet. Show up. Yeah. Right? Show up and engage, and our kids will see it, right? And they'll do the same. and we need them to do the same. We want everyone to understand the importance of civic engagement.
Just remember, you want them to be engaged and you want them to have well-reasoned, thought-out opinions because, let's face it, your kids are going to be taking care of you one of these days.
And I was going to say, and we need them. They're going to be also, they're going to be taking care of us. They're going to be taking care of our counties and our cities and our states and our country, right? They're going to be the elected leaders. So how we frame that and how we help them mature into that is really important.
Well, making sure that the kids understand the political process and why things are going on like they are, and making sure that they understand that, that's the parents' job. You know, don't just leave it to TV.
So. Well, and jump in also, you know, it's parents' job, as I would also say, aunts and uncles and caring adults, right? I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, you know, they have nieces and nephews, and they're like, ooh, we don't necessarily agree with the parents' views. Should we just stay out of it? And I said, those kids, they need those caring aunts and uncles just as much, you know, as they do the parents talking to them. Now, you need to be careful, right? You need to be respectful. But to say, hey, you know, I know your parents think X, Y, and Z. We think about it a little bit differently. Here's what I look for. Not this person's bad or this person's good, but here's how I think of it, right? And so, yes, engage with your kids, whether they're, and by your kids, I mean all the kids that you positively support and engage with.
Yeah, and let's face it, it's not like your idea is going to be all that much unlike some other people out there. They're going to hear it somewhere sooner or later.
Yep.
So, you know, if they hear it from somebody that they know in the family they kind of trust, at least maybe they can, you know, gently take on that and analyze it, you know, and see what's going on.
100%. It carries so much. I mean, we know that, right? If it's someone we know and that we have respect for and care for, we're going to listen more intently. That's going to carry more weight. So 100%. It's going to be more meaningful if they hear it from you.
Tammy Sellermans with the Indiana Youth Institute, IYI.org. And speaking of the website, you guys have a good website, all kinds of cool stuff on there, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it's all out there. We also have some books and websites that talk about politics, particularly for younger kids.
Oh, so we can start telling our kindergartners.
They do say they're cute. I mean, obviously, their Duck for President is a super great book that uses farm animals to talk about election processes and like don't step on your friend's toes because you need their vote, right? Like,
yeah.
it's really a cute perspective. So there is some we can start framing it young. Now that doesn't mean we're talking about this person or that person for a particular office. It means we're starting to talk to them about the value of being part of the American democracy.
Yeah, and it's good that kids actually learn about how the country actually works because that just makes us all a little bit better. Because remember, I'm just a bill, just a lonely old bill, you know?
One of the best ever, right? I mean, we could probably, all of us, when you said that, probably that tune went through our heads.
Yeah, yeah, and I enjoyed it when I was a kid, so, you know, I think we need more of it. Well, anyway, Tammy Sellermans with the Indiana Youth Institute, IYI.org is the website. Thank you for being with us today, and of course, drive by their website, check it all out. Lots of good information there, not just on politics and kids, but on a lot of other things, too. And if you missed any part of today's program, want to hear more, find it as a podcast on our website. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.